In Zimbabwe, counting is underway in a presidential election that observers and human rights groups say is deeply flawed. Voting was shut down last night by order of President Robert Mugabe. He's seeking another 6-year term. The race between Mugabe and his main challenger, Morgan Tsvangirai, of the Movement for Democratic Change, has been bitter and at times violent. Delays in yesterday's extra day of voting heightened suspicion of dirty tricks. NPR's Judy McCarthy reports that the result, which is expected tomorrow, will almost certainly be challenged.
As officials counted ballots, independent monitors weighed in with scathing assessments. The Norwegians were among the few outsiders who were allowed to observe the most hotly contested election since Rhodesia became Zimbabwe. In a statement, their mission declared the vote lacked convincing integrity and independence. Norway's chief observer, Corey Volen, said both sides had engaged in violence, but that evidence clearly showed the governing ZANU-PF party committed most of it. Volen said it was also obvious that the capacity of the polling stations was far from what was needed.
People were turned away yesterday, they were turned away on Sunday, and even though people were waiting maybe 3 days for 10 hours, some of them were still not able to cast their votes. We are talking about thousands of voters which were totally disenfranchised.
The government of Robert Mugabe was unbowed in the face of accusations it was attempting to predetermine the outcome. The regime that wrenched the country from white minority rule to black majority government jealously guards its grip on power, and today would brook no criticism over the way in which it abruptly shut down balloting yesterday. Justice Minister Patrick Chinamasa said the electoral process was utterly credible.
There were isolated incidents of violence and so forth. But there is nothing to write home about. These elections were conducted freely and fairly and in a peaceful manner. There is no one who has been disenfranchised. Everyone has been allowed to vote.
The opposition says the government's conduct during the presidential election was calculated not to uphold the basic right to freely vote, but to subvert it. Opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai went to court Sunday to ensure that heavily populated urban areas were not denied their franchise due to a decree that cut the number of polling stations in the capital in half, generating huge lines. Tsvangirai won a one-day extension Monday, but the polls opened 5 hours late, time slipped away, and so did, many believe, the opposition's best chance for victory. When Tsvangirai petitioned the High Court last night for one more day, he was rebuffed.
It's unimaginable to see people determined to exercise that democratic right and their government determined to deny them.
In the past 24 hours, authorities arrested the Secretary General of the opposition and charged him with treason. He was released on bail. Amnesty International demanded the release today of some 1,400 others, mostly opposition election observers, it says were detained on the last day of voting. The final results of what has been the most significant vote in a generation are expected sometime tomorrow. But the opposition is already vowing to legally challenge an outcome that many predict will deliver victory to Robert Mugabe. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Johannesburg.